Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. Topping our news, a federal judge has thrown a wrench into Trump's plan to slash the federal workforce. CNN reports that a court order came down yesterday, forcing the administration to immediately reinstate thousands of probationary employees fired last month at agencies like the VA and Defense Department. The judge's ruling calls it clear overreach. Trump's team argued these workers, still in their trial period, could be cut without cause. But the court's saying, not so fast. Due process matters, even for new hires. Fox News is framing this as a win for the little guy, with sources close to the White House fuming that activist judges are meddling in Trump's promise to drain the swamp. They're pointing to his campaign pledge, trim the fat, get government lean. The Daily Caller's digging deeper, saying these reinstated workers, many at the VA, were part of a broader push to root out what Trump calls lazy bureaucrats. Supporters are livid, arguing this ties the president's hands when America needs bold action. Over at Reuters, they're confirming the numbers. We're talking over 5,000 workers across half a dozen agencies, let go in February as Trump's team raced to shrink the feds. The Washington Post adds context. Unions fought tooth and nail for this, saying the firings were sloppy and illegal. They're quoting one VA worker who said, "I'm back, but the chaos isn't over." The administration's already vowing to appeal, with insiders telling Fox this could drag out in courts for months. The showdown's got conservatives rallying. Trump's base wants results, not red tape. Newsmax says it's proof that the deep state's fighting back, while CNN warns it's a test of how far Trump can push his agenda. One thing's clear, the battle over who runs Washington just got hotter. We'll keep you posted as this unfolds. Next up, Trump welcomed NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte to the White House yesterday, and the stakes couldn't be higher. The Associated Press reports the Oval Office sit-down comes as Trump's team wrestles with how to handle Ukraine and whether America's footing the bill for Europe's defense. Trump didn't mince words, telling reporters alongside Rutte that NATO allies need to pay up or step up. Quote, "We're not carrying the load forever." Fox News says Trump's pushing a hard line. America's first means Europe can't lean on us like a crutch. They're highlighting his past gripes. Too many NATO countries skimp on their 2% GDP defense spending. Breitbart's take? This meeting's a flex. Trump's showing he's not afraid to stare down the allies while Russia's Vladimir Putin watches from Moscow. Speaking of Putin, Reuters notes he chimed in yesterday backing a U.S. proposed 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine, but insisting the details better favor Moscow's terms. MSNBC's got a different angle. They're saying Trump's cozying up to Putin's playbook, risking NATO unity when it's needed most. They're pointing to Rutte's pushback. He reportedly urged Trump not to slack on Ukraine aid, warning a Russian win could embolden aggressors elsewhere. The Wall Street Journal confirms the tension. Trump's team wants a quick Ukraine deal, but allies like Rutte feel it's a sellout to Putin's long game. Conservatives are cheering Trump's tough talk. Newsmax says it's about time someone put NATO on notice, but the meeting ended with no firm handshake on Ukraine, just a promise to keep talking. With Putin's ceasefire nod making waves, America's role in this mess is front and center. Stay tuned. This one's got global eyes locked on Washington. Turning now to New York City, where tensions are flaring outside Trump Tower. The Associated Press reports a Jewish activist group stormed the iconic building yesterday, protesting the arrest of pro-Palestinian organizer nabbed by Border Czar Tom Homan's team. The demonstrators, dozens strong, say the feds are targeting dissenters and they're not backing down. NYPD moved in fast, cuffing several for trespassing on private property. Fox News is digging into this, saying the arrested activist tied to anti-Israeli rallies was scooped up on immigration violations, part of Trump's crackdown on what he calls border chaos. Sources tell Fox the protesters been a thorn in the administration's side, and Homan's making no apologies. The Blaze is all over it too, framing this as a win for law and order. Trump's base loves seeing the hammer drop on what they call radical troublemakers. But NPR's got a different take. They're quoting protest leaders who claim this is pure intimidation. One activist told them, "We're here because silencing voices isn't American." They're pointing fingers at Trump's team, saying the arrest reeks of political payback. Reuters confirms the details. The detained organizers facing deportation proceedings, and yesterday's clash saw at least 5 hauled off by cops after blocking Trump Tower's lobby. This is red meat for conservatives. Newsmax says it's about time someone stood up to the chaos at our borders and streets. They're cheering Homan's tough stance, while the New York Times warns this could spark more unrest in a city already on edge. The Jewish groups vowing to keep fighting, but with Trump's deportation machine revving up, this showdown's far from over. We'll bring you the latest as it breaks. Next up, a fiery scene on Capitol Hill yesterday. The Daily Caller reports House Republicans hauled in 3 of Joe Biden's former national security aides for a closed-door showdown. Why? Trump's White House yanked their security clearances last month, and the GOP wants answers. Specifically, whether these ex-officials spilled streets or just ticked off the new boss. It's a high-stakes probe, and conservatives are eating it up. Fox News says the trio, big names from Biden's inner circle, got the boot after Trump's team accused them of mishandling classified information tied to Ukraine and China. The Caller's got sources claiming one aide's linked to a leaked memo that trashed Trump's transition plans. Republicans aren't naming names yet, but they're promising to dig in until they hit pay dirt. The Blaze is calling it a reckoning. Trump's not playing nice with the old guard, and that's a win for accountability. CNN's pushing back, saying the clearances were revoked without proof, just Trump flexing muscle. They're quoting one ex-aide who called it a witch hunt before clamming up for the hearing. The Washington Post adds, wait, these 3 held top secret access under Biden, and losing it now could kneecap their careers. Reuters confirms the timeline. Clearances were pulled February 10th, and yesterday's grilling lasted hours behind locked doors. Trump supporters are all in. Breitbart says this is what draining the swamp looks like. No mercy for Biden's leftovers. Democrats are crying foul, but the House GOP not blinking. They're vowing more hearings, maybe even subpoenas, to root out what they call a deep state mess. This one's got Washington buzzing. Stay with us as we track every move. Next, we've got a stunner out of Washington. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's flipping the script. NBC News reports the New York Democrat announced yesterday he'll vote to advance Trump's continuing resolution, a Republican-led bill to keep the government funded past this weekend's shutdown deadline. Just Wednesday, Schumer was rallying against it, calling it a partisan sham. Now, he's saying a shutdown would hand Trump too big a win. Fox News is all over this, framing it as a major victory for the White House. They're quoting Schumer from the Senate floor. A shutdown would give Donald Trump and Elon Musk carte blanche to destroy vital services fast. Translation? He's scared stiff of giving Trump more leverage. The Daily Caller's digging in, saying Schumer blinked after realizing Democrats didn't have the votes to push their own plan. A clean 30-day extension, with the GOP bill locking funding through September. Conservatives are crowing. This keeps Biden-era spending levels alive. No cuts, no chaos. The New York Times confirms Schumer broke the news to his party in a closed-door huddle, signaling he backed the House pass measure to dodge a procedural cliff. It needs 60 votes to clear the Senate hurdle, then a simple majority to pass. Reuters adds the twist. Schumer's not promising final support. Democrats could still vote no later, but he's greasing the wheels to avoid a Trump-fueled blame game. Trump's team isn't shy. Fox News says they're touting this as proof the president's still running the table. Schumer's switch-up got news back spinning in a surrender to reality. Democrats can stomach a shutdown with Trump ready to pounce. MSNBC's crying foul, saying it's a betrayal of progressive priorities. But the numbers don't lie. Republicans hold the cards, and Schumer's playing defense. This one's a lifeline for government workers and a headache for the left. Stay tuned as the vote looms. Next up, a global curveball with U.S. fingerprints all over it. Reuters reports Vladimir Putin laid out fresh demands for peace in Ukraine today, shaking up Trump's push for a 30-day ceasefire. Speaking from Moscow, Putin said he's open to a pause, his first nod to the U.S. plan, but only if Kiev cedes more land and NATO slams the door on Ukraine forever. It's a bold play, and Washington's racing to respond. Fox News says Trump met with NATO chief Mark Rutte at the White House yesterday, hours before Putin's bombshell. The president called Russia's move promising but incomplete, telling reporters, "I'd love to talk to him. We need this over fast." Breitbart's leaning hard into this, framing it as Putin testing Trump's resolve, giving up Crimea and Donbass, ditch NATO dreams, or no deal. They're quoting Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, who's in Moscow now, hashing out what Fox calls land and power plant concepts with Putin's crew. The Washington Post got the flip side. Putin's demands are a poison pill designed to kneecap Ukraine's sovereignty. They're citing Kiev's fury. President Zelensky's team says it's a non-starter. No way they're carving up their country for a truce. BBC News backs that up, reporting Russia wants energy rights locked in too. Think Ukraine's grid under Moscow's thumb. Trump's not biting yet, but he's hinted at a permanent deal where Ukraine might lose ground already seized. Conservatives are split. Newsmax cheers Trump's deal-making, saying it's time to end Biden's war mess, while the Blaze warns ceding an inch to Putin emboldens him. The Associated Press confirms Witkoff's talks are serious, but Russia's new terms could derail the whole thing. With Trump pushing for a quick fix, this is a high-wire act. American prestige is on the line, and Putin's playing hardball. We'll keep you posted as this unfolds. I appreciate your time, and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed, stay balanced.